Good morning. Or I could say, good morning, because that's the way the gospel opens. This is the very first phrases, the very first sentences from the Gospel of Luke. And Luke begins as if he's writing to a person named Theophilus. And he says, "So I'm writing to you, Theophilus." But we look at that name, it's a different name. It's actually a Greek name. It literally means Theophilos. Means lover of God, or God lover. It's kind of a compliment. It may be the person's nickname, it may actually be their name, or it may be just kind of a generic name that he's writing the gospel to people who love God. It's a very nice complimentary way of beginning the gospel, so I thought I would begin my sermon the same way. Good morning, Theophilus. But even more than that, is Luke says why he's writing the gospel. And he says, "Theophilus, I have undertaken to write this gospel that you might have an accurate understanding of Jesus, and I'm going to lay it out in an orderly way." You know, there's a lot of detail in that sentence, and it could be for this reason. He says, "I want you to have the accurate knowledge, and I'm going to lay it out in an orderly way." It may be that by the time that this gospel was written, which is about maybe 30 years after Jesus, that already by this time, other ideas have been coming in about Jesus. False ideas about Jesus. Incorrect ideas about Jesus. You know, just not the truth about Jesus. And so Luke is writing to Theophilus and saying, "I'm going to give you the truth. I'm going to give you the accurate understanding so that you will have it in an orderly sequence, and you will know what is the message of Jesus for you. You will know what is right and wrong, and you will know how our Lord's life is designed to make you happy." You know, when I read this gospel, of course, the very first thing I could think of was the Super Bowl. Oh, I'm sure you thought of it too, right? Well, you know, not so much about the teams, but about another group of people on the field that we sometimes take for granted that enable the game to be played correctly. And those are the referees and the line judges and the umpires and the field judges and all those people wearing those zebra outfits. We sometimes take them for granted, but they enable the game to happen. And it's amazing, you know, that play happens so fast. And the players are moving so quickly. It really is amazing that they have the eyesight to be able to look into a crowd of moving players and see the holding penalty or see the illegal block or see some really, really small detail. It really takes tremendous vision for them to do that. They're very well trained. You know, there's a lot of controversy about this particular Super Bowl because of a call by one of the umpires, one of the line judges last week. And it's a very controversial thing. And one of the reasons that makes it so controversial is that it is so rare that one of them will make a mistake. It almost rarely, rarely happens. That's why we take them for granted. And that's why we know that their judgments are so important, because so much relies on what they say. And so that idea of knowing right from wrong and being able to discern amidst a tremendous confusion of activity, just what is right and what is wrong, and to enable that game to go on perfectly is a tremendous skill. And that's what our Lord would like us to have in this gospel. He's saying, going forward, let us have a clear, correct understanding of Jesus. Because not only does that correct understanding enable us to know right and wrong, but knowing right and wrong enables us to have a happier life. And that is his goal for us, that our life might be more happy. This Sunday begins Catholic Schools Week. And all week long, we're going to be celebrating our Catholic school because that's what we do at St. Bruno. We teach that person of Jesus to know right from wrong so that a person's life will be happier. And then today also, we're going to pass out the University Series catalogs. This will be our third year during the season of Lent. This year we offer over 75 sessions at St. Bruno, St. Mary, and Beatitude, and now also at St. Dominic Savio and St. John Bosco High School in Bellflower. So we have five sites with over 75 sessions, and we hope that it will be a time of great inspiration for you, And whether it's our Catholic school or the university series for adults, or can we remind you if you're watching the Super Bowl, that life is happier if we know what is right from wrong, and that we follow Jesus, which is the prescription for a happier life. I'm going to take a few moments now for you to look at the catalogs. Maybe you've already picked one up, but let me invite the ushers to come forward and distribute them to you.